This is Storm Tracker on the Starcom Network.
The hospital has all of its systems in place. The generators are functioning, I am instructed. The water tanks are fully functional. There were three additional bladders in addition to the water tank. They have a 50,000 gallon water tank that is full. They actually had imported three additional bladders, and they're in the port. We're making arrangements to get each of those bladders out because each one will hold an additional 9,000 gallons. Similarly, we have asked also that the other hospitals, the St. Lucie District Hospital is being evacuated this afternoon, and persons will go to the Gordon Cummins Hospital and the Geriatric Hospital from there. The other place that will be evacuated is the Elaine Scantlebury Centre, and those persons will go to the Psychiatric Hospital. At this stage, there is no need to evacuate any person from the geriatric or other facilities, but we are also on standby should circumstances change over the course of the evening. The other thing that the Met Office didn't specifically say just now is that we expect the surf to be considerable, about 6 to 12 feet, 2.5 to 3.5 meters. And the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Blue Economy and the Fisheries Division has made arrangements for haul-up to take place at Pyle Bay and Bay Street. And Port Ferdinand and Port St. Charles are prepared to take in vessels this afternoon for safe harbor. And we are asking fishermen to consider taking the actions early enough, and boat vessels, boat owners, to take the actions early enough such that they can bring their equipment and vessels to safety, and if that there are any challenges, we are in a position to deal with it sooner rather than later.
Stay tuned for more updates on Storm Tracker on the Starcom Network.